Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here today on this first December morning. We thank the Lord for His goodness in bringing us through this year and bringing us to the last month of the year. And of course, during this month, we celebrate the first coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to draw your attention to Galatians chapter 4 in our call to worship, where we read in beginning in verse 1, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." I don't know of any more beautiful passage of Scripture that shares with us the glory of Christ's first coming and its connection to us, of how He redeemed us as lost sinners and made us heirs with Him. We're no longer servants, but heirs, as we're told here in this passage of Scripture. And we're an heir of God through Christ. That's our only connection. We're going to be looking at, over the next two Sundays, some of the gems that come from the genealogies. But I want you to know that if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, you are now part of the family of God. You're in His family genealogy. But it's not based on anything you've done. It's based solely upon the work of Jesus Christ. And the timing of this is certainly important. Verse 4 of this chapter says, "For when the fullness of the time was come," in other words, in history, when it was time, God sent His Son. God is so orderly. That's one of the things that's brought out by the genealogies. God is an orderly God. And He introduced His Son at the time that He so chose, made of a woman, made under the law. Why? That was the only way He would be able to deliver us from our sin. The only way. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, becoming man through the virgin birth, incarnated as a human form, and living in this world, tempted at all points as we are, yet without what? Without sin. These are all pieces of the puzzle that make up the first coming of the Lord. But I'm rejoicing today because I've got wonderful news. He's coming back again. And what a glorious day that will be, the rapture of the church. I tell you, every day that we live here upon this earth, I look forward to the soon return of Jesus Christ to take us to be with Him. This world is coming apart at its seams. And one of these days, there's going to be someone that the world moves around. They come around and they think He's Jesus, but He's not. He's the Antichrist. Are you thankful this morning that you know the true and living Jesus? Not some fake, not some fraud, but the real Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that saved you and delivered you from your sins, and we're here to rejoice in His person today and to lift up His wonderful name.